There was a police officer who had the misfortune of pulling his own pastor over for speeding. And he looked disapprovingly at him and said, "Pastor, don't tell me that you didn't see the sign." And the pastor says, "The point is, I did see the sign, but I didn't see you." Sometimes we approach our belief in God with this attitude as children: "I hope I don't get caught." Imagine a person training for the Olympics in the 100-meter sprint thinking, "I hope I'm not last. I hope I'm not last. I hope I'm not too slow." You would say, "This person needs a sports psychologist," because we have to envision and depict ourselves in our mind to win. "I'm the fastest person in the world. I'm going to beat the record. I'm going to be 9.2. I'll have the fastest time in history." That's the attitude. The point of not speeding is not to get caught, but to drive safely, efficiently, so we can enjoy our lives and be safe for others. The point of Christianity is not to say, "I kept the commandments, I haven't murdered anyone yet today." Wouldn't you want someone to say, "The point of that commandment is for me to give my life for other people, to dedicate myself day and night. How can I be a better father, husband, sister, mother, friend? How can I give of myself?" The goal is never the minimum. If you notice in the speed limit, they never tell you what the safe speed is. They'll tell you what the dangerous speed is above 55, depending on conditions. And so it is with the Christian gospel and the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments are not the goal of the Christian life. That's the bare minimum. "Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods, but you better covet your own. Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife, but you better covet your own. You better love those people and give of yourself." The goal is not to say, "Oh, I hope God doesn't catch me." Don't you realize that it's your life that it's at stake? So when we pray for people who are sick, when we pray for those of us who need prayer, which is all of us, we say, "God, help me not to waste a moment of my life, not to let an opportunity go by where I can become a better person." People talk about bucket lists. Not a bad idea, but it's not like you're going to do everything you can possibly do. You're going to miss stuff. But the most important thing is, don't miss being a better person with God's help. The church reminds us to be a good Christian is not just a self-help book. It's me, it's God, and it's the church, the believing community, working together to become a better person. Now, people may have other goals, but in today's gospel, Jesus gives us the primary goal for everyone: take care of the kingdom of God first. When we raise our children and grandchildren, we teach them to dance, we teach them to sing, we teach them to play sports, to read, to speak French, to speak German, to do complicated math and equations. But do we teach them to pray? Do we teach them how to live? We may be developing a very talented generation, which sometimes may miss the most important thing. How do you become a better human being, a better Christian? So let's focus on that. Take care of the kingdom of God first, and everything else, God will give it to us beside that. That should be the first thing on our bucket list. be better, not to have good things happen to you, but for you to become good. Slava Isusu Christu.